With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
You know, you save, you use less hot water, shower less time, and don't keep water running while you're showering. I don't keep water running while you're brushing your teeth. Turn off your computer, turn off the light when you don't need, turn off anything standing by that you don't need. Then you will save maybe 10% of your bills. Yeah? Water and electricity together. And then with that money, you do what you want with it. Even spend it on yourself, have fun, or help some poor people, yeah? Help some orphan, anything you can do. Yeah? Try to spare. Yeah, to save money, any way you can. Not just because of money, but also to save the planet, okay? In my house, I turn off everything I can. All the standby machine, anything, computer, TV, turn it all off. Off altogether, you know? No standby. The clothes, you can wipe it, you know, also? You don't have to change and wash every day, yeah? Understand me? Keep yourself clean like that and save a lot of money and resource for the earth, né? For the planet. Everybody save a little bit, it's a lot, yeah? You go together in one car or you go by bus, you go by train instead of driving all the time. Also save time, money and resource, yeah? Okay? Okay, do whatever you can, yeah? You can live together in one flat instead of each one have one flat. It's so big room and empty space, you know. And you put money together to pay for the rent. And instead of paying 400 per month, you pay only 100. Or even 50. A euro, if many people live in your house. Just bear each other a little bit, you know. And share everything. And if you put money to cook together, it's cheaper. You know, everybody use one electric light instead of each one, you know, then it's and then soon you will realize how much money you save. And all this money, you can do what you want with it. Money is freedom too, you know? You feel good about it. You can do what you want with it. Anything, you spread the Dharma, you give it to the poor, you do whatever your heart feels contented with. Yeah? Because your heart earned money. Don't just waste it for luxury or for the sake of showing off the big house or a swimming pool or a big car or whatever. Get a smaller house. Yeah? Save all the money, then you'll retire earlier. Yeah? If your children are all grown up, you don't have to have a big house anymore, you sell it. You buy a smaller house, or you rent, or you buy a small apartment and live together with a couple of other people and share the rent. If you stay together, maybe you even feel more strong to meditate together. If you live together, you will see. Every month, for example, instead of paying, just say 200 euro for your flat. Normally more than that, right? How much? 400 is a minimum, yeah? Okay, 400 for yourself alone. And you earn maybe 1,500. You pay one-third already just for the rent. and then electricity, water, and other bill on top, insurance, whatever, yeah? So you stay together, you pull the same car. You take each other to work, maybe a little bit earlier than usual because you have to drop off everybody. And at the end of the year, how much you save? 3,600, yes? And plus electric bill, less. Because all of you use the same light, you know, same cooking. And the food, when you pull together, is cheaper. And also happier to eat together, you know? What for you go home and eat alone in a dark corner of the sink? Yeah, and then you can help each other also with house chores and everything, yeah? And you will see even petrol also less, yeah? Everything will be less. And you help each other repair the house and all that, and less, you don't have to call people to come in. You know what I mean? Everything will be less. Wear simple clothes. Buy only what you need, okay? Not you want, not what you want. Just what you need. It's enough. You know? There's always something there you can live on. Or you just sell something simple, work 6 months and get off 6 months to meditate. Or live together cheap, you know? Now, because you practice Kuan Yin method, your life is even more simple already. You don't yearn for luxury or car or anything that is not necessary anymore. Yeah, you save a lot already. And you wear simple clothes, you meditate a lot, you eat simple food. So your life is already very simplified. So try to see more what else you can cut, yeah? Sell what you don't need, you know, to get more money, put it in investments, yeah? Or do anything to want to do with it. And pull together the resource. It's the best, yeah? Eat together, stay together in one place. What for you need a big room? Keep warm in winter, no need electricity, heater, nothing. Save more. Yeah, actually, if you live together, the room is warmer. You know that. It's for sure. Human heat, you know? Yes. And you can turn lower the heat then. That also saves some electricity. Or gas. Really? I'm not joking, no? Very warm. You don't even need electricity. Not heater, not that high. You understand me? Yeah. After you meditate, you sleep so nicely, really. You just feel warm naturally, huh? What I mean is, if you stay together, you save a lot and a lot. Yeah? You're shopping together, you don't need to go shop alone, you know. Pay petrol for one person, instead of four person. Go shopping for one person, instead of four person. You know, you buy big packet family size for four people, it's cheaper than one people. You understand me? You will save in many ways, and at the end of the month, you'll be surprised how much money left in your pocket without you working extra. Some people work in many extra jobs because they need it. But if they cut down the expense in their life where unnecessary, then they will save a lot. They don't need to work to a job even. But here, even here, if you don't need the light, you turn it off. Okay? If you don't need computer, then you turn it off. Okay? Nothing standby and all the light all night for what? Okay, huh? Everywhere you go. And when you stay together also like that, you economize. And look after each other, of course. And it become more loving and more like family. And you will feel like this is the best ever idea. Yeah? My life also simple. I will be happy if just simple. Simple life, not too bad, huh? You know, like, there are some people, the Amish people, they don't even use electricity.
I sell furniture that I find.
I know that. They sell their farming stuff also, no? Yeah. It's very good, you know. You could do that too. Yeah. But how do they wheel their cart? There's furniture outside.
Horse and cart.
But one by one like that? They what? They call people come in? But they don't have phone. They probably walk to the next village or next town, huh? Or with a cart, huh?
Pigeon.
Really? Simple living. Yeah, how do they sell their stuff? People go there and buy it, huh?
Another person who serves between the middle.
Oh, yeah.
When someone wants to buy something, you contact this furniture store, and then they say, okay, we'll get it for you, and then they deliver it.
Oh, that's cool. And some people bring the car there and take the furniture away for them, sure, huh? Deliver, you know? Yeah. That must be nice also to live by your own, huh? They seem to be pretty nice people, aren't they? I'm sure they're very trustworthy people. You know, very simple. Simple living, simple mind. Would you like to do that? Good, huh? Yeah, we do that in Mae Lee, in a way, you know. Up to now, we always try to live by our own labor, you know. Do things, every one of us, differently, no? We also make furniture, a piece of it, you know, like a lamp, you know, put on top of the furniture. It belongs to the furniture, the ranch, no? Thing like that, no? Wooden stuff, stone, lamp, thing like that. And knitting, embroidery, yeah, by machine, machine embroidery, self-bought machine, you know. And, you know, Chinese knot, all that kind of stuff. That would be very simple life, right? Believe or not, I cook many of my meals using solar system. Nothing big deal, just a big box like this, like oven, with a glass on it, and metal underneath on one side. And then you put rice in it, you know, not too much, of course. Put according to the size of the oven, they are so small and flat, you know. And you put rice and water in it, and then it will cook. And I bake cake in it too. Yeah, I don't know how to buy the solar oven again. It's so simple, it's just a box. I cooked it in India with those. I bake cakes with it, I cook rice with it, I cook meal with it. Simple, you know, not like seven course or anything. You could if you have many ovens like that, but it really cooked. I did it already, I know it works. So all we do is just maybe construct some of this solar oven by ourselves. I'll go buy some already made, maybe in a sport shop, they might sell them. I must sell them somewhere. And then we can save a lot of power. Yeah, we have to cook at midday, you know. And someday don't have solar, then we cook with wood. Yeah, and we have campfire at night. Wouldn't it be fun? Yeah. Yeah, dream about it and tell me. But I'm still thinking, I still like that kind of place. I do, but I like it to be next to water. So we can use it also for agriculture. So we don't have to dig so much well. We dig well just to drink. But if we are next to the river, we could use that for every other thing, you know? Wash clothes, water our food, our plant, and wash our things, and take shower. We can use that. We can use a machine to pump it up. Or we can, you know, use a hand and take it and then filter it. And wash clothes at least. Yeah, and just hang it on a tree and it dries quick. I really like to live simple life. I really like that kind of life. You know, when you cook potato, mashed potatoes, and then some vegetables, and some gravy, instead of meat gravy, you put vegetarian gravy. And instead of a piece of steak, you put a piece of tofu on it. What's the difference that much? You know what I mean? And nowadays, we have so much variety. Vegetarian ham, right? Tastes just like real. And vegetarian steak, huh? Vegetarian everything, and so nutritious. We depleted the earth because we raise cattle and animals. Actually, this is one of another way to contribute to our earth planet. You know all this. You read more books than I ever can imagine, yeah? About vegetarian, about how to save our world, about environmental love and all kind of things. And vegetarian diet is the answer to all these questions. Our earth is collapsing because we eat too much meat, actually. Or we have to put it that way, roughly. Roughly it's like that, you know? Every minute, every year we cut down forests as big as England just to raise animals. So how many rainforests has been destroyed? And this change atmosphere, change the rain, that's why our planet is heating up, and then many places are having problem with flood and also drought, long period. You remember? So if we want to save the planet, if we want to preach environmental care, we should be vegetarian, there's no other thing to do, right? And that is just a small thing compared to all the vaccination and all the water, pure water used for meat and things like that. You already read a newspaper and magazines and television every day. I just remind you, just a small portion of it. But the harmful effect of the meat diet is larger than life.
We are truly grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's deep faith and care for humanity and the future of our planet. May our united and conscious efforts bring about immediate change to preserve our Earth for generations to come. Thank you, loving viewers, for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. More positive news here on Supreme Master Television. May God's blessings bring love and joy into your lives.